Hey, Radio Laurier. This is Curtis Rideout, the editor-in-chief of The Cord. It's my on-air debut. I'm here to interview TJ Moroz. He is the station manager at Radio Laurier, and he is running for the president of LUCIP. And tonight we will have our annual general meeting where we will see if he wins the presidency. I'm here to just ask him a few questions ahead of the election and see what's on his mind and that sort of thing, and see what he brings to the table when it comes to LUCIP. TJ, how's it going?
It's not bad, not bad. I don't think I got enough sleep last night, of course. There was, spent a little bit, maybe too much time stressing, but happy to be on air. I haven't done an interview on Radio Laurier in like a long time, probably a couple of years ago, back when I was a DJ or a host, so this is fun.
Yeah, cool, man. That's this is a new experience for me too, so yeah, let's get into it and see how it goes. I got some questions here. Some of them were asked at the open forum, so
for sure.
I'm sure you're used to answering some of them, but we'll start with, can you describe what LUCIP is and what the role and responsibility of the president and publisher would be?
Right, so LUCIP stands for Wilfrid Laurier University Student Publications, and that's basically comprised of 9 total student publications. 2 of them are on the Brantford campus, and the other 7 are here. And so we're an autonomous organization. We work in the public sector, and by autonomous meaning that Wilfrid Laurier University doesn't really have any influence or control on us, which is obviously great being a media organization. And I think the role of me being president and publisher is I'm president of the organization, but I'm only publisher for 8 publications. I'm not publisher for the community edition, which would be Lakin Barton, who's our executive director. So I think for my role as being a liaison between the volunteers, publication heads, and administration, also helping them achieve their goals and making sure that they're staying on track.
Awesome. That's pretty clear. On top of that, then, would you be able to describe the relationship between LUCIP and the Students' Union?
Yeah, I think this is an interesting relationship, and I think it's one that maybe not a whole lot of people know. But I think being a, you know, the Cord is supposed to be, you know, very much a watchdog and keeping things accountable, being as unbiased as we possibly can, finding the truth and then conveying that to the community. So I think for a relationship, there needs to be honesty, there needs to be accountability, but above all, I think there needs to be communication. If next year we're not communicating well with the Students' Union, I don't see interviews going well, I don't see some of the content going well, so I think it has to be, we have to be open, and there's going to be maybe some situations where things are uncomfortable, but I think if we don't actually talk about that, it's just going to get worse.
Mm. I totally agree. Speaking from my own experience with the Cord, too.
Yeah, I'm sure you know.
Yeah, obviously. I just wanted to speak to the fact that, like, Radio Laurier's had a lot of the candidates on this year. That's something that's new, and I think that you definitely opened up an avenue for more publicization about Students' Union and the Students' Union elections, and I think that's great. But let's move forward here with one of the questions that was sent in from Twitter at the open forum. What are our mission and values? And I'm sorry if this comes as a blindsided question, but I'm sure you've answered it enough times.
The mission is to continually be challenging the Laurier community by constantly innovating, producing high quality publications and content, and also offering meaningful opportunities to students. And then our values would be, we value having a media organization that is free from undue influence. We're independent, and with that, only through that value can we accurately find the truth and then convey that to the community and campus.
Awesome. Now, I want to switch it up a little bit. You know that I'm from Brantford.
Yes.
I went to the Brantford campus and took the journalism program there.
Yeah.
So I started out, of course, at the Sputnik, Brantford's beloved student newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I have been really proud of this year, on behalf of Andreas Pachoris, the current president and publisher, has been the sort of revamping, rebranding, and not necessarily relaunching, but there's been a lot of updates and there's been a lot of like new successes for the Sputnik, and I just want to see what you're going to do to continue that kind of thing.
I think for the Sputnik, this year was a big year change. I think one of the best things that Andy's done, he's done a lot of great things, but I think one of the biggest things that stands out is his work that he's done with Brantford. I think being there in the summer, an entire month before the year really started, getting the team together and him physically being there really helps. I think that, like, I can say I'm going to send as many emails and have phone conversations, but I think what made this so successful is Andy was physically there, you know, to help out with things and having mock production nights, having workshops and stuff as well. So for me, I'm not necessarily looking to come in and like reinvent the wheel. I just want to maintain those changes because I know Andy worked really hard to get those in place. And I know Taylor has as well. Delisha and Maya's had a hand in this as well. And I want to maintain that because they have seemed to really enjoy what's happened this year. And I want to continue that on for the next volunteers next year.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. There's been like a culture change. And I think definitely just keeping that ball rolling is huge.
I really like the redesign. I know that Andreas was actually telling me over at Nash, they had a bunch of, I think, newspapers all spread around or whatever. And there were a lot of people were actually picking up the Sputnik. Mm-hmm. And they actually really, really, really liked the redesign.
Yeah, I think Will Huang had a little bit to do with that, too. He was the creative director at the Cord last year.
Oh, man, he's a creative genius.
Yeah, he is. He's phenomenal.
Yeah, we always miss Will.
Yeah, of course. Shout out to Will. Anyways, in light, like in line with that, how do you see your relationship then with the Brantford manager of operations? And like, how would you use that to maintain strong ties in Brantford?
I think, okay, constantly being, there has to be constant updates, there has to be constant communication. And I think because we have such a distance between us, it's like an hour drive by car, that's like significant. And I know being in a manager position now with like station manager and stuff, having people beneath me, what has made things effective is being honest and communicating frequently, not getting bogged down with maybe this didn't go. Like, I'm never someone who wants to cry over spilt milk. I want to move forward and how can we already kind of fix this?
Mm-hmm. I feel you. That's the next question here. So one thing that I think was really sweet about this year that happened is like, whether it be with like my writers or myself writing for Blueprint or people being on radio or having other volunteers cross-collaborate, there's just been like generally a lot of cross-collaboration between publications at Wolusip this year. Mm-hmm. And there's a question here about that. I just want to know like if you have any ideas for next year or any things you want to keep going.
Yeah, for sure. I know obviously the collaboration's been really good mm-hmm. this year, and I think everyone can see it. I think admin sees the increases here, and I think that starts with the relationship with me and yourself, you being EIC of the Cord downstairs, me being on Radio Laurier. And I know in past years, and I think you know just as well as I do, that some people haven't gotten along for whatever reasons, whether that's professional or personal or whatever. And I think we've seen the value of what can happen when we come together, when we actually start working. And there's still so much room for improvement and potential. So I want to keep that going, and I don't want to lose that momentum going into next year. Because yes, publications can run on their own, but there's just so much more value, and I think having them together. So I want to do that. I want to continue on the culture of like resource sharing mm-hmm. and everyone kind of helping each other out with like events.
Yeah, no, I would happily enjoy seeing that. I'm not gonna lie. I think
I've benefited from this year, and that's something I want to keep going. Yeah. I think everybody has. So I think if I continue this, and then the next president after me continues this, and so on and so forth, then we can get a lot of people writing for different publications and helping out with like different events, which just means more fundraising, and then it just all starts to ripple out and benefit each other.
Yeah, there's just, and it's spreading opportunities out too. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. I think definitely with regards to Radio Laurier and the Cord, I think we've built a few bridges this year. And
yeah, and it's been great too. Like the reason why I've like tried to do so much students union coverage has been kind of like watching the Cord, watching the Sputnik kind of get its feet now after the whole like redesign. And there, I still see a lot of potential for Radio Laurier. I'm proud of what we did, but I think for next year, the students union coverage can get even better, and we can maybe start to like hopefully hire a news manager for next year to start kind of maybe adapting some practices from the Cord, mm-hmm. and then just basically, as I like to keep saying, keep adding new slices to the pie.
Yeah, no. That's awesome. Can you, I know I asked our mission and values, but like, do you know the actual mission statement?
For Lucid?
Yeah.
Is it not like what I said before, like continually challenging and innovating, challenging the Laurier campus through like continuous innovation, producing high quality publications and offering meaningful student opportunities?
Yeah. I believe so.
Or, oh wait, hold on a sec. Am I getting that confused with the vision? I know the vision too is, the vision is to be the premier media organization in Canada. And yeah.
So, yeah, you have a vested interest in Wolusip, obviously. You've written for the Cord a little bit. You've been with Radio Laurier for a while. You write for Blueprint. You've done a lot of different work for different departments. What would you say, then, is the biggest issue facing Volusip right now, and how would you address that next year?
Okay, that's an interesting question. I think that's definitely a complex question, too. But off the top of my head, I think we have 9 publications that are all... Maybe sometimes they feel like they're on their own little island, and everybody wants to go in a different direction. And I think everyone achieving their goals is still obviously advantageous, but I think maybe if everybody had a general... understood a little bit broader of where Lucip is trying to go. Not maybe necessarily I'm focused on where Radio Laurier needs to go, but then also having an understanding of where I fall in with Lucip as a whole moving forward. And I think maybe that could be one of the biggest problems right now.
I think that's you really hit something there. As far as being this larger organization, I think Lucip just generally has so much to offer all of the publications underneath, and just as some of them get so pigeonholed into the work they're doing, it's sometimes hard to remember that you have that that resource at all times. And I think that the job of president is a big part of it is just making sure that you are just always providing that resource and showing that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
I think a big way to help increase that, just if I can speak to this, would be, like you said, working on collaboration between publications. And I think mm-hmm. that definitely strengthens the bond between all the publications within.
Yeah, and if nothing else, it's just way more fun. I've noticed being in the office this year, having a much bigger Radio Laurier team, having them around the lounge, and of course I love hanging out with all the Cordies downstairs and stuff, and I think it just makes for a much better student experience. And I know this is going to sound really corny, but we do budget for fun, and we are one of, an organization in Waterloo where we provide real professional work skills, you're producing real content, creativity, which you can be proud of, but you're also still having a lot of fun here. I've never had such an awesome job as station manager where I'm doing the things I love. I'm coming here, working with the volunteers and helping them do their shows.
Awesome. Okay, I think I got one more kind of personal question.
For sure.
And then we can wrap this up if you're good.
For sure, yeah.
I just wanted to say, one of the things I think about a lot as I'm not communicating with volunteers, etc.,
right,
is I feel fortunate to be able to provide this opportunity to people. I just wanted you to speak to the value of opportunity that comes from volunteering at an organization like Lucip and what it can do for a student in the future.
For sure. This is obvious. Helping with future employment in the future, getting those skills, resume, that's already really awesome. But I think one of the things is that we can offer job titles, we can offer an honorarium to pay someone. But I think providing an opportunity, but making the opportunity meaningful, there's also a lot of value behind that. I think with some of our positions in Radio Laurier, we offered an opportunity, but this year the team sat down and thought, but why is that opportunity even valuable? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We can have somebody coming in to process music because that's what we need done, and that is an opportunity, but is that super valuable for them? And then so now we have them going out to free concerts all around the KW area and Toronto as well, London and stuff. They're writing reviews. They're doing this. So I think me being in a position where I have the power to change things and change positions or experiences for these volunteers, I have an obligation and a responsibility to see it through their point of view and not just offer some meaningless title with maybe an honorarium, but actually making that opportunity as full as it possibly can so that volunteer got out way more than just, I have something on my CCR or I have that.
Yeah, no, I think at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, as a nonprofit, as something that's a little bit separate from the school, Lucip is fundamentally, it's this machine that just churns out future media people. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, not to say every single person that comes through Lucip ends up with a job in the media, but I feel the experiences that you gather here at least inform your future to the slightest. But
yeah, and also too, we learn a lot of skills, whether that's mm-hmm. InDesign software to tech, setting up mics and stuff. But I think coming here, you also can relearn how to think, and not in a bad way. It's not like you come here to be brainwashed, but when there are other places on campus or in the community where it's hard, and here's such a free space to come in, and anyone with any idea, as long as you can back it up, you know what I mean, and you're not just making any claim to make it, I like that you can come here and you discover new ideas. You know what I mean? Like, I came here to get skills as a radio host. You know what I mean? I came here to be in a newspaper, get my name in print or something. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I also have spent a lot of time being, like, reflexive. You know what I mean? And now at the end of the 4 years, yeah, I've come out with some tangible skills, but I've also, like, grown so much as a person and my ideas and values based on, like, society and culture. When I think about where I was just as a DJ 2 years ago and where I am now after everything we've been through this year, over all the stuff that's happened in terms of content and, of course, all the stuff that happens outside of the office that we still talk about and stuff in here, and wow, like, there's so much to learn. And I didn't know it was going to be a classroom without a classroom sort of a thing.
I feel it. I think, yeah, one of the things I always stress is that the experiences I got here are the experiences that, like, kept getting me further, I guess, right? Like, I would have never become EIC if I didn't one day decide to just start writing for the paper. Mm-hmm. And, my hard work paid off, right? Like, and that's, I think, the moral of this story is if you come here, if you come to an organization like Belusive, and if you put the work in, and if you listen, and if you learn, and if you think critically about the work that you're doing, it's pretty much always going to pay off.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, like, 2 years ago, I just wanted to talk about Kanye West on air. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Now I care so much more about these big, broad, abstract social things I want to help change, whether that's, like, getting into politics or running a media organization or having my hands in it. You know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah.
What I wanted changed so quickly and, like, got way more in-depth and complex. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think this is, yeah, we're obviously in a space for growth. It's a university, so this is where we come to find these ideas. And, I'm really excited to see what happens tonight, for one. 7
yep.
o'clock, we have our annual general meeting, AGMs. They're in the Senate and boardroom. Come out if you're free, even if you're not. Maybe skip a class or whatever.
Yeah.
Come show us some support.
Yep.
But yeah, we will be electing our board, we'll be electing our president. TJ is currently the only candidate in the running for president, so we'll see what happens there on the yes or no vote.
Yeah, we'll see. I encourage everybody to come out and vote and participate in the democratic process, as we all say, and hopefully you also voted for Students Union election. That was interesting last night, and
yeah.
I could imagine some Students Union people probably coming out to watch our stuff. But
yeah, hopefully we see some familiar faces out there, but...
Yeah.
With regards to that, was there anything else you wanted to say?
No, not really. Thanks for chatting with me today. It was fun again to be on Radio Laurier in a different seat that I'm usually in.
Yeah, of course, man. It was a little bit different for me, too. I can't say this is an experience I've had before, but
yeah,
it's been fun, and I look forward to see what happens tonight. And
for sure.
Good
for sure.
Luck.
Well, you're good on the air. Maybe you should come do a radio show for us.
Sounds good, man. It'll happen soon.
Alrighty. Thanks for chatting, and we'll talk to you guys later.